This is Brian Hansen for KCAW, and it's time for our weekly program on high school sports and activities. Today we welcome Josh Gaden, Miguel Garcia, and Alex Korak from the Sitka High School football team. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, let's turn to the young guy on the team, Josh Gaden, first to talk about Sitka High School football season. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning.
You're a sophomore, right?
Yes.
How many years have you been playing football beyond high school?
I played for 4 years going into high school up in Fairbanks. And
okay. What positions do you play?
I play quarterback, running back, and middle linebacker.
Okay. And where are we at in the season right now?
We're just wrapping up. We ended up having to cancel our last two games. So.
All right. So the season started when for you guys?
I think first game was August 21st in Thunder Mountain.
Okay. So it's unfortunate you had to lose a couple of games. Were those because of what reasons did you end up canceling those games?
Our first one was against Voznesenka, and it was supposed to be here, and they ended up canceling on us just because they didn't have the numbers to come up and play us and the funding.
Okay. And what was the second one that was canceled?
The second one was last weekend. It was supposed to be against JDHS. They were supposed to come here, and just because they didn't have the numbers with eligibility, it was supposed to be their JV team, and they just couldn't make it up.
All right. Well, it's kind of a disappointing way to end the season for you, Josh, don't you think?
Yeah, but the coaches did a great job with keeping our spirits up, and just we had a scrimmage a couple weeks back, just split up the team, and then we played eight-man football. We just split it up. And we played against each other, and it was great. I think the score ended up being 2-1, and it was a good way to get the kids that didn't necessarily get to play as much out there and get them some playing time to see what it's like for in the future when they're starters.
Well, that's great. So you ended up having some fill-in games between the two of you, a team scrimmage type of thing going on.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, it was. Yeah. Coach did a great job of that and just keeping the spirits alive.
Right. So what was the team's record for the season?
We ended up not winning a game. We had a few close ones. Against Houston, it was 7-6, and we almost came back. And then the other one that was fairly close was in Anchorage. It was 23-6, I think, and our offense just kind of fell apart there.
Yeah. But, well, I talked to you all three a little bit before we walked in here, and it sounded like you still had a pretty positive season. You kept a couple games close, ended up having a good team experience. Is that what happened?
Yeah, definitely. With how young our team is, I feel like we did great, and we just kept that attitude positive, and we didn't beat ourselves mentally. The other teams just beat us on the field, and right. That'll come with age for us.
Right. So, Josh, what draws you to the game of football? I mean, you're a student. You got a lot of studies to handle, and you got to spend a lot of time. You know, it's hard work out there on the football field. What draws you to the game of football?
I love the physical aspect of it. Just going out there and going after the other team, and just the teamwork that involves and working together. Mm-hmm. It just draws you together, and it forms, if you say, well, a brotherhood, right, amongst the teammates. And
okay, like I said, a lot of time, a lot of hard work after school. You're able to keep eligible this year. All
yeah.
That? All right, keep the grades up. They help you out with any kind of tutoring or study
yeah.
halls and stuff.
The coaches actually, we ended up not having practice a few times because they wanted to keep our grades up. And to get us to go in after school to go see our teachers and do all that.
All right. Thanks, Josh. We'll turn to Miguel Garcia. Miguel, you're a junior at Sitka High School?
Yes, I am a junior.
How long you been playing football?
I didn't play my sophomore year because I chose to fish instead, but I played 7th and 8th grade, too.
All right. So what position do you play for the team?
I play fullback and defensive end.
All right. And why don't you tell us about how you dealt with missing the last two games after playing a season of football?
Well, like Josh said, the coaches kept our spirits up, so it was actually pretty fun getting to do scrimmages with the guys and going and watch movies in the library and stuff like that.
Yeah. So what position do you favor? Do you like doing the most on the field?
I think I like defensive end.
All
right. being on defense.
Tell us a little bit about what a defensive end does.
Well, you got to get around the tight end or one of the tackles, and you get around back there and try to get into the backfield.
Okay, so you get to sack the quarterback and all those kind of things.
Yeah, you get to try to do
that. Well, I'm sitting here looking at you, Miguel, and you're not the biggest guy on the team, I'm sure. You know, you're a strong-looking kid, but, you know, you're definitely probably not the heaviest or the tallest, correct?
Oh, yeah, no, I'm not the biggest.
All right, so but it's a great position to play for a guy who has quickness, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Are you going to play next year?
Yes, I'm playing next year.
Okay, so well, good luck to you. I'm going to turn it over to the senior that's sitting next to you, and that is Alex Korak. Good morning, Alex. Good
morning.
How long have you been playing football?
This was my 7th season. I played all through middle school and up until senior year.
And what positions do you play?
I played left tackle on the offensive line and defensive end mostly.
All right. And, you've been at it for a long time. You're a big, tall, strong-looking guy. What do you like to do best on the football field?
I think I like defensive end the best, like right. Miguel.
Right, with your height and your ability to jump, probably you get to swat the balls back and from the a few blocked passes.
I've attempted a few, yeah.
All right, good for you. All right, you know we're all really interested in why you guys play football. I mean, it's a tough game. You know, as a young guy, you have a lot of other things to do at school. Tell us about that.
It's really just the fact that it's the ultimate team sport. You know, everyone's depending on each other and everyone's working together, and it creates a really good bond between everyone there. And no one wants to let each other down, so you just get this team dynamic going that really not many other sports have.
Right. So how did you handle the, you know, I'm sure there was some disappointment of missing those last couple of games in your senior year. Tell us how you handled that.
It's always a little bit disappointing to kind of miss the last few games and not really have a big senior night, but, you know, we filled our time, and it was a lot of fun playing scrimmages, and practices are always fun, just being with the guys that you play with, and all your friends out there. It's always a good time no matter what. So
yeah, I love to hear that all three of you use the word fun, and it's a lot of fun to play football, isn't it?
Yeah,
right. What are you going to do after this year? Are you going to head off to college? Or
yeah, I'm planning on going to college. I might try walking on for football there, maybe basketball, but I'm going to try.
Right, well, give a shout out to your coaches and your other players as a senior on here. You got. I want to give you your opportunity right now.
All right. Well, we got our coaches, Bo, Richie, and Thad. They all did a really good job. We got our other seniors, Blaine Valandre and Christian Hernandez. They both did a great job on the offensive line. We have a few other skill position players, Brandon Tulsi and Kyler Sumawong. They both did a great job this year. We had a lot of people that didn't really start too often, but they were really stepping it up in practices. And I'm looking forward to seeing them next year if I get a chance.
All right. You were able to keep eligible, obviously, this year. Keep those grades up so you can go to college, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you all for showing up today. And we had a great time. I hope we can keep this football program going and get those teams back in town. And hope to see the fans out there to support you guys next year. So I'd like to thank Josh, Alex, and Miguel for coming in today. And again, I wish the good luck to them. This has been Brian Hansen for KCAW, bringing you a weekly look at high school sports and activities. And until next time, keep the body and mind active and support high school sports and activities.